7, consider approval of proposed public improvement district policy developed for the city by StanTech Consulting Services, and we'll begin with Mr. Hernandez.
Yes, Mayor, members of the council, we've had some recent developers bring up the possibility of bringing a PID to the city of Carlsbad as part of a larger scale development. In response to that, the city has reached out to StanTech Engineering to provide a PID policy for the city of Carlsbad. They have researched several others through the state, taken all the good, left out the bad, and come up with a policy fit for the city of Carlsbad. And today in the audience we have Scott Vernhines and Kevin Powers, who will speak about the policy and answer any questions.
Good evening, Mayor.
Welcome,
Council.
Scott.
Thank you for allowing us to appear before you this evening. We've been working on, we've been asked to look at how we can support the city with capital planning activities. As you're going through this really unprecedented economic activity in New Mexico, it's been quite something to watch as you're living through it right now. Real quickly, I'd like to introduce some other members of the team that are with us this evening. Blaine Watson, Lauren Haug, and Leela Hunt, and they've, Kevin and I are going to take credit for a lot of their work tonight. So anyway, we're glad they're here. We're going to try to go through this pretty quickly. I'm going to provide a little bit of context, much of which you already know about because you're in the middle of it, and then Kevin's going to get into the policy overview about what's going on. As you know, unprecedented economic activity in New Mexico. Having grown up in Eddy County, it's been really something to watch, and discussions with you and your staff about how it's impacting the city and what tools might be available to work with the development community as you grow here. I've certainly watched over my lifetime since the 50s the ups and downs of the oil patch and how that's impacting you. We know that you have a comprehensive plan underway as well, and we're coordinating pretty closely with Consensus Planning that's working on that activity so that we're tying our work together with their work. And then the capital planning, there's several elements of the capital planning work that we're supporting you on, the first of which is to look at this public improvement district tool that you can work with the development community for. I think I'll step aside and let Kevin step up and then talk about how this PID policy has developed and give you plenty of time for questions. So thank you.
Thank you, Scott. Mayor, members of the council, I think this next slide says it all. Growth pays for growth, and we certainly want to make sure that we can accomplish that. So this PID policy is a tool that the city can use. Just a couple quick facts on PIDs. The PID legislation was created in 2001, and it was amended again in 03, 09, 13, and 17. So it's been constantly updated and upgraded. It's in statute, so it's there for people to use. So far, there are 12 PIDs in the Albuquerque metro area, 4 in Rio Rancho and 8 in Albuquerque. It's been used by developers in other communities, we certainly think that in some cases it may be very appropriate for the city. What's driving developments? You've got population increase, you have need for infrastructure. Housing demand and the market here are certainly out of balance. So there's an opportunity for development, and you certainly understand there's a need for a comprehensive plan. You're in the works with that. Additional housing and infrastructures is necessary for current residents as well as future residents, and we're always trying to keep stay and keep financial burden on the city to a minimum. So